Hey guys, it's Melissa. I had a nice little birthday yesterday. It was lovely. My aunt came over and she visited for a while. She brought over some Mexican chicken, but we ended up eating something a little bit at Costco. But we still had, instead of cakes, because her and I don't like cakes with gobs of frosting, she made brownies and we got ice cream and we had a brownie a la mode.
Yum.
Anyway, I wanted to show you this unusual, good boy, unusual. I have a tennis ball, and it's a little bit bigger than an average tennis ball, but it's a squeaker tennis ball. It's got the most unusual squeaker I've never heard. So, I'm going to throw the ball for Zappa. Ready? Go get it. Come here, Zappa. Come here, baby. Come here, Zappers. Squeaky. He still has his ball. He's trying to play. Ah! Oh, no! The ball rolled in the kitchen. Now I gotta go find it. That's the one drawback about having one of these tennis balls is that they roll everywhere. Now, I got him the medium tennis ball because I thought the small one was for adults anyway. I mean, not adults, little dogs, not adult dogs. But oh, where the hell did that thing go? Get away from there. Jeremy had some vanilla ice cream a little while ago, and Zappa is sniffing over by his seat. Oh, no. Guys, that's the one thing about these squeaker balls. I love them to death, but they get lost somewhere, and now Zappa's in the kitchen trying to help me look for it, and he's finding crumbs on the way. Oh, I found a bag, an empty bag. So anyway, yeah, so that's his little squeaker ball. He loves it to bits when we can find it. Because even if it's a medium ball, I didn't want to get the large one because it's humongous. It's like, it's way too big for a dog to toss around. I don't even know why they have that size. Hi. Can I ask why you're putting your nose in my mouth? I have no more of my brownie a la mode that I had this afternoon. Yeah, I ate it all. So now they have these squeaky balls. You know what? I want to invent a ball, okay? I want to invent a ball that squeaks even when you're not throwing it. That way you know where it's at. So it'll go squeaky, squeaky. I heard it roll by the tables. And it rolled under the table, I think. Yep. Oh, where has the tennis ball gone? Oh, where could it be? Huh. Fuff, I say. I say fuff. Just like the dogs. They say fuff, I say fuff back. Oh my goodness. I think Zappa's tennis ball has gone missing. That is, I have to say, one of the worst things about having a tennis ball is having it go to where you cannot find it. One can only wonder if you cannot find it, why? I wonder what they do with all the tennis balls in the courts, in the tennis courts. Do they have like a designated ball getter? Where they go out and find the ball. Anyway, folks, I really don't think I'm gonna be able to play tennis ball with him anymore. I was looking forward to it. That stupid ball, it rolled. Did it go in the kitchen? I've been looking for that darn ball. It rolled somewhere. and it's rolled underneath the sofa more times than I can count. And my aunts had to go and retrieve it. Zappa, where's the ball? Go get it, Zappa. And he's just probably staring at me like, Mom, why should I go get it if you're looking for it? And I'm too busy sniffing to see if there are any crumbs. Oh, damn it. Now that really kind of bums me out. I wanted to do an audio boom with him playing and playing with the squeaker ball. And he has, I don't know if he meant to or things like this just happen, but he has allowed the ball to roll into the kitchen. You know what? Part of me thinks this is a plan of your design, Sappa. Huh? Is this a plan of your design? Were you wanting to go and inspect the kitchen? You needed a reason to do that? Maybe this was a plan of Zappa's own design. A plan of Zappa's own design. That should be a good title for this audio boom.
Pause recording. 3 minutes and 31
seconds. So yeah. I start school back up next week again. And pretty soon we're going to be registering for the spring semester. I'm not sure I'm going to take a winter class. Because let me tell you, I took a fast track class this semester. And I could probably do a fast track again if I had to. I don't like it. So a winter session is like a three-week class. So basically it's like 3 weeks for a semester. You had to cram. I mean, for me, cramming 16 weeks into 8 weeks was pretty tough. But then to go and cram, 8 weeks or 16 weeks into three. I don't know. Yeah, that's just not well. Well, guys, if you happen to have a pair of eyes and happen to, no, just kidding. Too bad I don't have like a special X-ray equipment so somebody can tell me. The ball is over there. Find it. What I'm wondering is, did it roll under the island? I don't know. Oh, man. So, yeah, guys. We are sitting here without a tennis ball. I wish I had a door on my kitchen, you know? That would actually be kind of cool, but it's like an open kitchen dining room. It goes into the living room kind of thing. Wow, it would be nice to have an open door kitchen. I mean, not an open door kitchen, but a closed door kitchen. Squeeze. Zappa, why don't you be productive and help me out here? Ah, I stepped on bubble wrap. Ah! Yeah, what if it's under this table? There's a piece of bubble wrap on the floor and I'm standing on it. So it's going. Oh, maybe this wasn't a total loss after all. A sheet of bubble wrap. Hey, where's that stupid ball, man? I thought I had found it, but I guess.
Time remaining, 11 seconds.
I don't know. That sucks. Huh, Zappa?